class. She is a member of the National Honor Society and Texas Scholars. She is a three-year letterman in varsity volleyball. Throughout volleyball, she was awarded Academic All-District, Second Team All-State Academic, Newcomer of the Year, Offensive MVP, and First Team All-District. She has played club volleyball for 5 years, which kept her involved in many community service projects. Kyra is a dual credit student. She is a member of Crossroads Youth Group and a Crystal Ball Princess. Kyra plans to attend Texas Tech University. She intends to major in biology to become a physician assistant. Sierra Kate Dobbs, 18, is the daughter of Mr. and Mrs. Spencer Dobbs. She is the granddaughter of Mr. Dwayne Dole and Mrs. Georgia Gale Dobbs, and Mr. Freddie Harold and Mrs. Janice Ann Sutherland. Sierra attends Compass Academy Charter School. She is an active member of the First Baptist Church Youth Group. Sierra is a Crystal Ball Foundation Princess and has been a 4-year member of the Odessa Symphony Guild. She is a Texas Scholar student and has achieved the AB Honor Roll at Compass. Sierra plans to attend Baylor University and major in fashion design. Bobby Alexandria Scott, 17, is the daughter of Mr. Matt Scott and Ms. Angela Scott. She is the granddaughter of Ms. Sandra Brock and the late Mr. Alex Brock. She is also the granddaughter of the late Mr. Bobby Scott, the late Ms. Marlene Rogers. Bobby attends Compass Academy Charter School. She is a member of National Honor Society. She was a member of the Compass Academy UIL debate team in 2021 and 2022. She is a Texas Scholar student. Bobby is the individual district champion 2022 and Gulf State qualifier 2021 and 2022. Bobby plans to attend Texas Tech University to major in business marketing and communications. Carly Shea Jones, 18, is the daughter of Mr. Stephen Hall and Mrs. Stephen Hall. She is the granddaughter of Mr. David Lagan and Mrs. Barbie Lagan. Carly is a senior at Compass Academy Charter School. She is a 4-year member of the Compass Academy varsity volleyball team, where she served as team captain her senior year. She earned All-District Offensive MVP her sophomore year, All-District MVP her junior year, as well as All-District MVP her senior year. She earned 3A Region 1 All-Tournament her senior year, as well as THSCA 2022 Second Team Academic All-State. She has played club volleyball for 8 years and also coached Little Spikers volleyball for 3 years. She was Junior Board President and Senior Board Vice President. She has a 4.0 and received School Career A Honor Roll. She is a member of the National Honor Society. She was nominated to National Honors Society of Leadership and Success. She will graduate with enough dual credit hours to begin her sophomore year in college. She plans to attend the University of Texas Permian Basin in the fall and major in pre-nursing. Ashley Jewel Jacobo, 18, is the daughter of Mr. and Mrs. Marcos Jacobo. She is the granddaughter of Mr. and Mrs. Juan Jacobo, Ms. Yolanda Talamantes, and the late Mr. Ruben Talamantes. Jewel attends Permian High School, where she is in the top 4% of her class. She is a member of Texas Scholars, National Honor Society, National Society of High School Scholars, and National Society of Leadership and Success. She is a 4-year member of the Varsity Panther Paws dance team and serves as current captain. She is also a 9-year member of Main Attraction dance team with Tammy Locklar's dance studio. Jewel is a Crystal Ball Princess and a member of Crossroads Student Ministry. Jewel plans on attending Texas Christian University to major in communications. Madison Lou Molinar, 17, is the daughter of Mr. and Mrs. Nathan Molinar. She is the granddaughter of Mr. and Mrs. Larry Molinar, Mr. and Mrs. Gary Connolly, and the late Mr. Guy Clifton. Madison attends Compass Academy Charter School, where she is a member of the National Honor Society and the National Society of High School Scholars, a Texas Scholar, Academic UIL Regional Qualifier, and is president of the Senior Board. Additionally, she is a dual-credit student who maintains a 4.0 GPA and is a member of the Odessa College Chapter of the National Society of Leadership and Success. Madison has been a member of the Lady Cougar varsity volleyball team since her sophomore year and was a senior captain. She received all district awards of first team, second team, and district 3-3A outstanding defensive specialist during her career. She was also named to the Texas High School Coaches Association Academic All-State First Team in the fall of 2022. Madison is a four-year Odessa Symphony Guild Belle and was a Crystal Ball Princess in 2021. She is a member of Crossroads Fellowship Student Ministry, has done volunteer work with the Humane Society and the Boys and Girls Club Little Spikers program. In the fall of 2023, Madison will attend either Texas Tech University or Texas Christian University to major in biology with a pre-med track. Corey Elizabeth McCabe, 17, is the granddaughter of Mr. and Mrs. Terry Shipman. She attends Permian High School. She is currently a member of the Permian Senior Board, Texas Scholars, and the Odessa College Honor Society. She dances at Tammy Locklar's Dance Studio and has been performing with Main Attraction Dance Company for 9 years. Corey is a former 3-year member of the Varsity Panther Paws dance team. Corey plans to attend the University of Texas Permian Basin in the fall and major in kinesiology. Helen Graham Pasternak, 18, is the daughter of Mr. and Mrs. Clifford King, Jr. She is the granddaughter of Ms. Vicki Hurt and the late Mr. James R. Hurt, Jr. Helen attends Compass Academy Charter School. She is a member of Footworks Performing Arts Center Company. Helen is also a member of Nolan Catholic Royale's dance team. She is a Nolan Catholic Student Ambassador and is on the Nolan Catholic Life team. Helen plans to attend the University of Texas Permian Basin and pursue a degree in nursing. Amara Kaylin Sarabia is the daughter of Mr. and Mrs. Ish Sarabia. She is the granddaughter of Mr. and Mrs. Roy Sanchez and the late Ms. Mary Sarabia. Amara attends Permian High School, where she is a 4-year member of the Panther Paws dance team and serves as a senior leader. She has danced with a competitive team at Encore Dance Academy for the last 5 years. Amara is a Texas Scholar student. She is an active member of Crossroads Student Ministry. She is also a 4-year Odessa Symphony Guild Belle. Amara plans on attending a 4-year university in the fall to major in sports medicine. Haley Marie Stillwell, 17, is the daughter of Mr. Brad Stillwell and Mrs. Amy Stillwell. She is the granddaughter of Ms. Sandy Stillwell and Mr. and Mrs. Glenn Curry. Haley attends Compass Academy Charter School, where she sat on junior board and now is a member of the senior board. She played varsity volleyball through her junior year, choosing to not play her senior year to focus on her academics. Haley attends Crossroad Fellowship. She also takes pride in being the shift lead at her part-time job. Haley plans to attend Odessa College in the fall and attend the cosmetology program. Lacey Shea Satterwhite, 18, is the daughter of Mr. Michael Scott Satterwhite and Mrs. Amy West Satterwhite. She's the granddaughter of Mr. Fred and the late Mrs. Mary Satterwhite and Ms. Shirley West and the late Mr. George Buddy West. Lacey attends Compass Academy Charter School, where she is currently ranked 4th in her graduating class. She is a schooled career A honor roll student. Lacey has earned 21 college credit hours and is a member of National Honor Society. Lacey has been a member of the varsity volleyball team for 4 years and was all-district second team her sophomore, junior, and senior years. She is a Crystal Bell princess. Lacey also served on junior board and is a four-year Texas Scholar student. She has been nominated to National Society of Leadership and Success. She also is a coach for Little Spikers Volleyball. Lacey has been accepted to Texas Tech University and plans to major in pre-professional medicine. Aubrey Leanne Stone is the daughter of Mr. and Mrs. Michael Lee Stone and the granddaughter of Mr. and Mrs. Marion Lee Stone and Mr. and Mrs. Gary Lee Zeitler. She attends Compass Academy Charter School, where she is a member of the National Honor Society and serves as the vice president. Aubrey is a four-year member of the varsity golf team and has been a two-time district champion, regional and state qualifier her sophomore year, and regional and state runner-up her junior year. She has also been named to the all-district golf team both her sophomore and junior year, as well as the 2021 Odessa Country Club Junior Club Champion. Aubrey is a three-year member of the varsity tennis team, where she was district runner-up and a regional qualifier in singles her junior year, as well as served as team captain both her junior and senior year. She was named academic all-district her junior year in both golf and tennis. Aubrey is a member of the student council, where she has been elected as secretary her junior year and currently serves as the president. She competes in UIL academics in debate, science, current events, and math. Aubrey has been a Texas Scholar all 4 years of high school. She was a Crystal Ball Princess her junior year and has been a four-year Odessa Symphony Guild Belle. She attends Crossroads Fellowship as a member of the Mix Youth. Aubrey plans to attend Texas A&M University to major in psychology and pursue a career in law. Master Gardeners, get tomato seeds started now for a better crop. By Debbie Welland and Emmy Ulmschneider. If you are growing your tomatoes from seed, now is the time to start seeds indoors. Most stores sell transplants beginning about March 1. In some parts of the country, that should be fine, but in West Texas, our plants need to have fruit set by the time hot weather sets in, so we need to begin very early. Our last frost date is now March 30. When you look at the back of the tomato seed packet, it states that you should start seeds indoors 8 weeks prior to the last frost. Counting back from our freeze date, our last planting date is February 2. Most longtime gardeners in our area have their seeds in the soil the first week of January. While you have the packet handy, read the entire thing. You may be surprised. All the information you need is right there. If the sell-by date is 2021 or another older date, don't be deterred from using them. I just read that scientists have germinated a 32,000-year-old seed, so you will probably be just fine. The germination rate may be lower, but some may still be viable. The seeds will germinate when the soil temperature stays between 70 and 80 degrees. So, how do you get your seeds started and give them the best possible outcome? Choose a container with a depth of at least 3 inches with holes in the bottom. This is a good time to recycle those milk cartons or other containers you have on hand. These should be placed in a tray so there is no damage to your floor or countertop. Germinating mixes, potting soil is one, are great, since they do not need compost or fertilizer added. Never use soil mixes that have been previously used, since they could contain diseases. Tomatoes do not need fertilizer to germinate, since the seed contains its own nutrients. Backyard soil is too compact and should not be used for the germination of tomato seeds. It can also contain diseases and weed seeds. I always wet my potting soil before I plant anything in it. Simply pour it into a bucket, add water. I use warm water, which seems to germinate more quickly, and mix until it is saturated. Then grab a handful, wring it out like a sponge, and put it in your container. This will prevent the problem of having a medium that never seems to get wet, except on the surface. Next, plant your seed to the depth stated on the packet, usually a quarter of an inch. I plant several seeds in each container, just in case one doesn't come up. If you get two, let it grow several weeks, and then pick your favorite. Pull the other one. I know it will be hard, a little like tossing one of your kids, but you will thank me later. When that tomato plant is 6 feet tall and living happily in your garden, water again and let drain. Check your containers daily to see if you need to water. The soil should be kept moist. In about a week, you should see sprouts. Transplant to your garden when danger frost is past. As we all know, there's really no way to predict that accurately. I make sure that I have a way to quickly cover them if a late freeze suddenly looms for the night. Happy gardening! If you have questions, call the AgriLife office in Odessa at 498-4071 or in Midland at 686-4700. Additional information and our blog for access to past articles is available at westtexasgardening.org. Click on Resources. Hello, this is April reading the Odessa American for Sunday, January 29, 2023. What to know about IRS imposters, tax prep fraud. Start with trust. Devin Benavides. The season for filing 2022 taxes begins on January 24, and while some Texas residents are planning on submitting their own returns, others are reaching out to reputable tax preparers for assistance. With roughly 3 months remaining until the filing deadline of April 18 for general tax returns, Better Business Bureau reminds residents to be wary of con artists and unethical businesses who claim to specialize in tax preparation. The IRS continues to aggressively prosecute instances of criminal tax fraud across the nation, with $5.7 billion in tax fraud identified in 2022. The IRS's Criminal Investigations 2022 annual report highlights multiple instances of tax fraud in Texas, including a former mayor of Richardson, a business owner in Midland, a tax preparer in Houston, and a hotel manager in Austin. The Houston tax preparer was sentenced to 3 years in prison for preparing income tax returns for himself and others that falsely claimed business losses, unreimbursed employee expenses, itemized deductions, and gifts by cash or check. As consumers gather their tax documents and plan to file their 2022 taxes this year, Better Business Bureau expects an increase in rates of IRS imposter and phishing scams, as well as reports of ghost tax preparers. IRS imposter and phishing scams. Imposter scams remain one of the most common types of fraud reported to the FTC by Texas residents, with over 30,000 reports in the first three quarters of 2022. Across the U.S., imposter scams account for $2 billion in losses, far exceeding losses to online shopping, employment, and lottery scams combined. IRS imposters target tax filers and tax preparation businesses, often claiming the recipient must take immediate action or confirm account details. IRS imposter scams are carried out through unsolicited phone calls and emails, including students, faculty, and staff at educational institutions with a EDU email address. Emails often display the IRS logo and encourage recipients to follow a link to verify their tax refund payment by entering personal information such as their Social Security number, date of birth, and current address on a look-alike website. The website is a phishing scam, and the information provided could lead to identity theft or stolen identity refund fraud. Remember, the IRS will never demand immediate payment using a specific payment method, such as a prepaid debit card, gift card, or wire transfer. Threaten to immediately contact local police or other law enforcement to have the taxpayer arrested for not paying. Demand that taxes be paid without allowing taxpayers to appeal the amount owed. Unexpectedly call about a tax refund. Send emails about your tax refund or sensitive personal information. Initiate contact with taxpayers by email, text message, or social media to request personal or financial information. Ghost tax preparer scams. A ghost preparer is an individual who advertises themselves as a professional tax preparer, often guaranteeing a significant tax return when using their services. However, the preparer either refuses or conveniently forgets to sign the return they created on behalf of a client. By federal law, anyone paid to prepare or assist in preparing a federal tax return must have a valid Preparer Tax Identification Number, PTIN. Tax preparers must sign and include their PTIN on any returns they create on behalf of a paying customer. Businesses or individuals refusing to sign a return is a red flag that they may be fraudulent, leaving the consumer to deal with the IRS in the aftermath of an illegitimate or incorrect filing. Filing a valid, accurate tax return is ultimately the taxpayer's responsibility, emphasizing the importance of choosing a credible tax preparation professional. It is important to carefully analyze a chosen tax preparation business due to the sensitive personal information provided, such as Social Security number, bank account information, home address, and financial assets. BBB recommends spending the time to research tax preparation professionals to determine their credibility and legitimacy. The IRS provides a directory service that lists preparers in a searchable area who currently hold professional credentials recognized by the agency. Additionally, use available resources such as BBB.org to search for accredited tax preparation businesses. Individuals impacted by tax preparer misconduct can file a report with the IRS at irs.gov/taxprofessionals and are encouraged to file an official complaint on the business's BBB business profile, as well as submit a report to BBB Scam Tracker. Devin Benavides is the regional director of the Better Business Bureau in the Permian Basin. Check out www.bbb.org or call 563-1880. Pets of the Week. Casey, a 3-year-old female guinea pig, and Rhody, a 6-year-old male chihuahua mix, need to be adopted into a good home. To adopt Casey or Rhody, or any of the other pets at the Humane Society of Odessa, stop by 7012 Mockingbird Lane, call 432-257-4311, visit www.odessahumanesociety.org or leave a message at facebook.com/Humane Society of Odessa. The Humane Society of Odessa is a no-kill pet adoption shelter, and all their pets require spay-neuter contract along with an adoption application. Adoption fees for pets start at $75. To help support HSO, donations are welcomed at tinyurl.com donate.org/279URB4S. Donations will go towards kennels, cat house, and adoption center. Pets of the Week. Casey, a 3-year-old female guinea pig, and Rhodey, a 6-year-old male chihuahua mix, need to be adopted into a good home. To adopt Casey or Rhodey, or any of the other pets at the Humane Society of Odessa, stop by 7012 Mockingbird Lane, call 432-257-4311, visit www.odessahumanesociety.org, or leave a message at facebook.com/Humane Society of Odessa. The Humane Society of Odessa is a no-kill pet adoption shelter, and all their pets require spay-neuter contract along with an adoption application. Adoption fees for pets start at $75. To help support HSO, donations are welcomed at tinyurl.com/279URB4S. Donations will go towards kennels, cat house, and adoption center.
Thank you for joining us for this week's reading of the Midland Reporter Telegram and the Odessa American Sunday Lifestyle sections. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.
Next on Recording Library of West Texas Radio, the Midland Reporter Telegram and Odessa American's Business and Oil and Lifestyle sections, followed by Far West Texas News at 7. This week on the Recording Library of West Texas Radio's Saturday Night Movie, a U.S. Marshal in the Antarctic has to solve a murder in the ice and snow in Whiteout.
It is the most isolated landmass on the planet. There is no permanent population. There is no horizon. No shadows. There is only... white. Nature never intended for you to survive here. But this fall, nature is not the only thing to fear.
Delta 1-1 to base. We're making our final approach.
Carrie Stetko, please call calm at 282.
This is United States Marshal Carrie Stetko, over.
We have a real situation developing.
What happened out there?
We were out looking for meteor samples. And then the radar went off the chart. We hit something big.
Oh my God. What the hell happened here?
I want to evac the base. I've already got two bodies on my hands. Could be stuck here.
Kate Beckinsale and Tom Skerritt star in Whiteout. Audio described. Saturday night at 7 on Recording Library of West Texas Radio. Here's what's happening on the History Book Hour. Starting Wednesday, January 25th, we're reading Spare by Prince Harry, the Duke of Sussex. This month, this controversial biography has sold a record number of books and audiobooks. The Guinness World Records confirm it's the fastest-selling nonfiction book ever in its first day of publication. We also know it's the biggest-selling memoir ever in its first week of publication. At the age of 12, Harry lost his mother, Princess Diana. He struggled through school, then shone brightly in the British Army during his two combat tours. He found his true love, Meghan, an American. In the British press, Harry and Meghan's fairy tale wedding was washed away with waves of abuse.